You can't hardly look at any of the Gospels in the Bible without seeing instances of the compassionate love of Jesus. He reached out to the lepers, to the lame, to the blind, to the sick, to the poor, to the hungry, and he always responded with compassionate love. And you know, that's really been the history of the church as well. I think through the centuries, we've always tried to respond to especially the physical and as well as spiritual needs of people. And that's what we see in the gospel today. We have all of these people, these crowds and thousands of people who follow Jesus and who want to listen to him preach and who want to receive his healing mercy. And they're with him all day, and it's getting late at night, and they haven't eaten. They are hungry. So the disciples say, tell Jesus, dismiss them. Let them go and find food at the villages. Otherwise, they'll faint on the way. But Jesus says, no, don't dismiss them. You give them something to eat yourselves. You give them something yourselves for them to eat. I think those are key words for the church through the century as well. We are to respond as Jesus did, with compassionate love towards those who suffer. What are some of the great sufferings, the hungers of today's people? Well, certainly with this pandemic, things are much worse throughout the world. And the hungry masses of people, many who have lost their jobs and wonder where the next dinner is coming for their family. So many, I saw on the news the other night that in the United States, 40 million people last week had not enough food to eat. 40 million in our own country. Wow, what a staggering thing that is. And when you look at the world, I read some statistics where it said 1.2 billion people make about $1.25 a day. And that's what they use to feed and clothe and shelter their families. So, I mean, the world is really hurting in many, many ways. And we are called to give them something ourselves to eat. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has certainly been a clarion, a voice, awakening within us that need to have compassion for the poor, the suffering of this world. Everything he says in some way comes around to that. And so it's been a really wonderful testimony for us. But, you know, we have other hungers, too. Not just the being hungry for food and shelter and so on. We have spiritual hungers. And we are called to feed those. And we have so many opportunities, you and I, to feed that spiritual hunger within us, that hunger, ultimately, that is for God. It's a hunger that's created within us. We may not recognize it, but it's always there. God calling us to Himself. God calling us to share in His life. God calling us to be one with Him. That is a hunger created within each one of us. And we have many opportunities, certainly private prayer, daily Mass, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, the study and sharing of Scripture, going on spiritual retreats. And there's so many ways that we can feed our spiritual hunger. Remember Jesus' words. They're found in the book of Revelation. It's a favorite verse of mine, so you'll probably hear it from me a number of times. But it says, Jesus is saying, listen. Listen. I stand knocking at your door, hoping you will open up so I may enter and dine with you and you with me. That's what He wants. He wants to dine with us, to share His very life with us. So, how hungry are you? Are you hungry for God? Are you hungry for Jesus? He calls you today to draw near to Him who feeds us in our bodies and in our spirits. I have a little prayer I'd like to share with you. I entitled this prayer, Multiplying Bread. Jesus, Lord, our world's in need, hungry, sick, war-torn. The suffering and poverty, our spirits down, forlorn. I want to help, to give support, to help the poor to live with food, clean water, clothing too. But what, Lord, can I give? The needs are always so immense, my resources so small, I would not even make a dent if I gave my all. Trust in me and in my love. I hear my people cry. Put your gifts into my hands. I'll make them multiply. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. My God, thanks with all my heart. You have multiplied the bread from us, never part.